This is Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. She's a columnist, commentator, and sought-after guest on talk radio programs around the country. She has a master's degree from Columbia University and an operatic voice that can shatter glass. Here's your host of Spouting Off, Karen Cataline.
Well, welcome. Are you happy it's Friday? I don't know if I'm happy it's Friday. I'm happy to get back in the saddle here at Spouting Off. We did our shows, I think Keith Hansen actually filled in for me on Tuesday in New Hampshire, and we got back from Tulsa at that fancy conference, which I got to drive to because I'm in Texas now. Anyway, welcome to Spouting Off, the Friday edition on BBS Radio. So glad you're along with us. And this is, if you are listening on Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific time, and you are listening to us here on www.karenkataline.com and all of that good stuff, then you can join us live and you can call in. The number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And yep, it's me, Karen Cataline, and I just finished 2 hours for the Main Street Radio Network broadcast that will air later today, 5 p.m. Eastern. So you can go to mainstreetradionetwork.com. And I just am grateful for all the opportunities that I get to be on the air here from my main home-based studio here, someplace in Texas. So we are going to have a great guest at the bottom of the hour, but I have a lot of spouting off to do here as we speak. So yesterday was Earth Day. They trotted out little pissant, forgive me, did I say that out loud? Yes, I did. Greta Thunberg, who is pointing her fingers at an entire country, telling them that we'd all better do the right thing on climate change. We ought to commit financial suicide, when in fact, I just had a guest on the Main Street Radio Network, and I'm telling you that, Gregory Wrightstone, who said, and he heads up, I'm going to give him a free plug right now, the CO2 Coalition in Arlington, Virginia. Our country and our planet is actually benefiting from the fraction of warming that we are getting, because when there's more warming, there's more prosperity. And gee, isn't it the left that is trying desperately, desperately to shut down our prosperity in every which way they can? Every policy that the left puts out there is designed, as I said last week, to encourage American citizens to commit suicide for their own country. It's designed to have you hate America and to do everything you can to stick it to your own country. At some point, you would think, hopefully, God, we hope, that people understand, and a greater number than ever understand, that every single policy this radical left that has amassed an enormous amount of power, they are now have a monopoly of power in Washington, D.C., trying to force America to go communist. That's the only way anybody ever goes to communism, by the way, and that is through force, through an iron fist. They can promise you all the universal guaranteed income they want, UGI, universal guaranteed income. And that is what a lot of these checks coming into your mailbox or into your bank are doing. Not only are they breaking the economy, but they are bribing and blackmailing you to accept money. And even I didn't fully understand that until I saw that the first check, I cashed it And the second check went directly into my bank without my cashing it, because now they know where my bank account is. Isn't that curious? Anybody who can put money in your bank account can take money out of your bank account. It just stands to reason. That's how they do it. They want to incentivize dependence on the government. Where's my next check coming from? Well, the people that are really doling out the bread are getting the lion's share of the money, not you and I, nor should we, because our economy was built and has been built. The prosperity that we have enjoyed in this country for well over 200 years has come from a work ethic that the left is trying to destroy. That work ethic is what we do when we believe and we feel confident enough that the work that we do will be rewarded and we will be able to keep the fruits of our own labor. When a truly greedy, remember they were saying the corporations are greedy, but the corporations are going along now with communism, and it's happening frighteningly fast, that when the greediest of entities, which is an out-of-control government, confiscates your wealth and gives it to whomever they want, I don't think it's a good idea to trust them when they tell you they're going to give you a universal basic income because, oh, it's your right and you deserve it. Those that can give you can also take away, and they can take away frighteningly fast. So at this point, I'm all about, at the best I can anyway, talking about ways that we can enlighten and alert our fellow citizens who have not yet awakened to the ugly reality that is happening to America. I mean, that's just the truth of it. I was, again, also just talking to Daniel Greenfield, who agrees with me, and I'm sorry about dropping names. He is a wonderful writer, just the best. And I did a couple of segments with him in which he said the left always fails. They always fail because tyranny always fails. Tyrants always fail. And they always pit one against the other. They're even starting to cancel their own on the left because they always eat their own. But the problem is that they do so much damage to law-abiding, innocent, decent citizens who really do make the country work. And that, too, is part of the problem, that law-abiding citizens are the ones that are under attack right now. People who do make the country work, well, they know that the country works because there are still work ethics and people still have to put food on their table. And when you try to close down a business intentionally and then hand somebody a $1,200 check, when that person is running a business that has thousands upon thousands of dollars of revenue, has to pay employees, well, when you shut down that business, then you put all those employees in that business out of work, and they become dependent on the government. They are now incentivizing, they are giving incentives. Notice Trump and the Republicans tried to take away the incentive during the whole coronavirus hoax to have people sit at home instead of working. The left was four square, 100% marching in lockstep to giving people, workers, a higher incentive not to work than to work. And people just said, well, that's dumb. No, it's evil. You got to know the difference between dumb and evil. Evil is when you're creating dependency in order to control and manipulate people. Dumb is when you just don't know what works and what doesn't. See, I contend that the strategists on the left, that means not always the people that are hangers-on who think the left still has good intentions. I don't know how they could think that. We'll get to that in a moment. But when somebody knows that they're going to create dependency And they do everything they can to take away that person's individual free will. That's got to be evil, doesn't it? I mean, if you do it on purpose, not even unintentionally. When I was in social work school, we used to talk all about codependency. It's funny that people don't talk about codependency anymore. The left was really into this at one point, you know, because they have been quite in control of the mental health field. And codependency is when someone unconsciously or consciously kept people addicted so that they could feel needed. Oftentimes, codependency is a very unconscious thing. People don't realize that to keep people dependent on you assists them in staying in their addiction. And here, we have leftists, socialists, communists, who are inviting people, encouraging people to stay involved in their addiction to government dependency, to feeling like a five-year-old when they're 37. That is an addiction that is being encouraged by the left. See, because they get helped when people are dependent, because, you know, you've heard the old phrase, you know, it's the gold standard. Them who pays the bills sets the agenda. I've got, that's totally a misnomer of what it is. You can call me and tell me that how I got that wrong. 888-627-6008. We're going to take a short break. And when we get back, I'm going to tell you how you can tell that the left has bad intentions, at least the strategists, not always the hangers-on, right after this. You're listening to Spouting Off here on Friday, the Friday edition of Spouting Off on BBS Radio and the K-Star Radio Network. We'll be back right after this.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of Spouting Off here on BBS Radio and K-Star Radio Network. We are looking for more sponsors and more syndication. We love it when people pick us up live and then they put us on podcast after the fact. Whatever works, we love it. So here's what I was leading to before the break. I wrote a piece just yesterday, I think it was, it's 2 days ago. It's on my website at KarenCataline.com, shameless plug. Hey, it's my show. I can plug my website, www.KarenCataline.com. And it's called, There's a Growing Berlin Wall in America. And I've had this idea in my head for a while. This is what happens. An idea just sort of works on me. It's not as if it is, you know, the most original idea in the world. But my brain tends to make comparisons about things to try and come up with an overall theme or an overall understanding of what's happening. And, you know, the Berlin Wall was really important when I was growing up. We used to have commercials that said, behind the Iron Curtain, your donation can help people behind the Iron Curtain get Radio Free Europe. I remember that. I was a kid, right? Radio Free Europe. That's a long time ago now. And it was because there were a lot of satellite communist countries under the control of the Soviet Union. And then one day it all fell down, and it fell down quickly. But the Berlin Wall was absolutely the best real-world example of what happens when a same one country is split down the middle, and you do a petri dish experiment, what happens after almost 30 years when one side, in this case East Germany, is communist, and when the other side, in this case West Germany, is capitalist and free, has free markets, free speech, maybe not of the same exact nature of America, but is based on free markets. And what happened? If you are a millennial listening to this program, you may not know what happened, because when a country tries to take over another, as the socialists and communists are trying to do in this very country of ours, they try very hard to erase the mistakes of the past. They want to tell you that it's all very important to tear down our statues, tear down our history, and tear down this country so they can remake it in their own ugly, diabolical, evil, and socialist image. And yes, before I get to this, socialism, communism is evil. I'm going to say it right now. It is evil. Why is it evil? Because if you have to force people to do as you say, adults, not children, like Asa Hutchinson is too ignorant to understand. It is not free will and limited government to protect children from being forced, again, forced, into having their sex changed because some woke parent thinks they should. But when an adult who is of consent is having their liberties, their God-given liberties, robbed from them, being told it's selfish to care about your liberty, your freedom. How outrageous. Oh, you can't care about liberty. It's evil. It's evil to think that a system that must employ force and tyranny in order to exist at all is anything but evil. And I must once again repeat my friend Trevor Loudon's statement. He says a lot of great stuff. And he was a Paul Revere when we didn't have too many Paul Reveres out there. He alerted Trevor Loudon, read his stuff. He did a ton of research about the number of socialists and communists who had already infiltrated our government. People couldn't believe it because this is before they came out of the closet. Now they're out of the closet. Trevor Loudon has proven correct. And what did Trevor Loudon say? He said, when people ask me, what's the difference between socialism and communism? He says, oh, about 5 years. One is just another extreme version of the first. So let's not get all caught up in these academic discussions. Yes, there are differences between socialism and communism, but it's a matter partly only of degree. Eventually, it always leads to the same place. It leads to tyranny, authoritarianism. In fact, you can't even have it without tyranny and authoritarianism. But the people who are telling you all this is for your own good, they never have to live up to the same rules and regulations and restraints and constraints that they place on everyone else. How do I know? Because we're watching it in our own country. Back to this piece that I wrote called There's a Growing Berlin Wall in America. Well, right now, there's a psychological Berlin Wall already forming in America. All you have to do is look where there are Democrats in control. That's all you have to do. Whether it's a mayor, a county commissioner, a dog catcher, or a governor, all the Democrats are marching in lockstep. Don't believe for one second there's much of a difference between Governor, I hate even using their names, Governor Kate Brown or Isley in Washington, Oregon, Washington, California, all of them, and Colorado, Jared Polis. They're all marching in lockstep. If you're giving credit to these communist governors who are shutting down their state, shutting down their economy, and trying to control, micromanage people's businesses. Oh, you can be open 25%, but if you behave, you can be open 26.5%. If you really behave, I'll let you If you do what I tell you, and I can use you as a proxy to shut down the citizens, because technically, you know, we're the government. We're not allowed to shut down citizens. So we'll just use you as our proxy to do it. We'll just use you as our proxy to do it. They're doing this with businesses, huge businesses all over the country, too stupid to realize that they will go by the wayside too. Maybe the money is rolling in now, but it won't for too much longer. Just like Obama did with healthcare, right? He bribed and blackmailed the healthcare companies to say, oh yeah, we're for universal healthcare. Oh yeah, we're for socialized medicine. It's just a universal option. Well, that was designed to put them out of business. So what did they do? They took the easy way out and they said, yeah, sure, we'll take your bribe. That is what's happening all over the country. I've used the term Faustian bargain. Now there's a great book called Faustian Bargain by Steve Dace. Faustian Bargain. All the same stuff. If you sell out this country, as I know one former talk show host did, a Jewish talk show host whose name I should just use his name. His name is Craig Silverman out of Denver. He decided to sell out not only America, but the Jewish people. And this has been bugging me for a while now. You know, if he wants to come on the program, I'll let him, but I ain't going to invite him. He does a podcast now because he sold his friends out on 710 KNUS. But if he wants to come on the program, I'll let him. I am furious still. Maybe I'm holding a grudge because this is a guy who's railed against Jews and, I mean, against anti-Semitism, and yet he's colluding with an anti-Semitic entity that will enslave us all. I don't think he's that dumb. Maybe he is. But there's a lot of people like this. So, back to my piece. You see, I always come back. But here's my piece. Berlin Wall. There's a growing Berlin Wall in America. Well, you can see, where would you rather live? After 28 years, the East Berlin was a impoverished hellhole where the wall existed to keep them in, not to keep others out. Nobody was trying to climb the wall to get into East Germany. They were trying to climb the wall to get out of East Germany into freedom, which was West Germany. People are moving in droves from the communist hellholes that are Portland and New York City. Sadly, I lived there for 13 years. Breaks my heart. L.A., I lived there too, and I hated every minute of it. But wherever, and Chicago, where the murder rate is through the roof, people are leaving in droves, hoping and praying, unless they're too stupid to understand, that they can go to a freer place like Florida, Texas, Kansas, Idaho, Iowa, parts of Northern California, but mostly they're going to places, South Dakota, places where Republicans are in charge and principled Republicans at that. Wherever there's a Republican legislature, they are passing laws to protect our voting rights, passing laws to ban vaccine passports. We're headed for that kind of a divide. Right now, the divide is more psychological, but it is becoming physical. Wherever Democrats are in control, they are imposing their will and imposing force on people, trying to bring people to heel, shutting them down, shutting their businesses down. You think for 1 minute that the entire government shut down and the country shut down over a year ago? Oh, 15 days to slow the curve. Were the people right who told you that that was a lie? Don't fall for it. Were the people right who told you stop putting a muzzle on your face? This was the jump the shark moment, the muzzles on your face. A lot of people out there trying to sound the alarm. I encourage all of you to be one in your own sphere of influence. Sound the alarm. Do whatever you need to do. Because Daniel Greenfield was right. The tyrants always do fail. The problem is, They do such damage to innocent, good, and decent people before they fail. You know, the term never again is supposed to mean something. When totalitarians and tyrants get in control, it's okay to hate some people. It's okay to scapegoat some people, and it's okay to let other people riot in the streets. Does any of this sound familiar? I talk and I direct some of my comments to Craig Silverman, the former talk show host and attorney who has fallen in with a colluding left. He knew that Donald Trump was no racist. He knew that Donald Trump was one of the best things that ever happened to the Jewish people. My God, not only does he have Jewish grandchildren, and Craig Silverman even mentioned that frequently on his former show, but Donald Trump opened the embassy that presidents moved the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, which presidents on Republican and Democrats promised but never did because they didn't have the guts to. So I contend that people like Silverman know exactly what he's doing, but he has to, you know, he's sold out. He took a Faustian bargain with the lawyers that he's doing business with. And he thinks he's going to get out. He thinks that his children will be safe from tyranny, but they won't be. Not if people of all walks of life, Christians, Jews, Democrats who understand what's going on, and Republicans, do not start standing up now and talking about the dire straits that this country is in. Force is not America. Shredding the Constitution is not America. We have a great philosopher coming up that I tracked down because I loved his piece. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to have him on right now after, well, just right after we take a short break. Karen Cataline taking a breather here on Thank God It's Friday on BBS.
Looking for even more great conservative talk radio? The K-Star Talk Radio Network is a Christian-owned, alternative conservative news and talk radio internet broadcasting network. They have a full line of programming about spiritual, political, social, economic, financial, and health-related topics. And their goal is to encourage critical thinking about the issues of the day. The K-Star Talk Radio Network features great shows like America's First News, The Keith Hansen Show, Erskine, and Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. Check out the whole schedule at their website at kstarradionetwork.com. Time could be short for a free people to share ideas in a free society. K-Star Radio Network is fighting a spiritual war on an earthly plane. Visit them today at KstarRadioNetwork.com.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back to Spouting Off. You're listening live here to Spouting Off, and we had a snafu. It happens, you know. It's always frustrating, but it's also very, very challenging to do live radio. We had a snafu with our guest because of time zones. He thought I was in Colorado still, but I'm in Texas. So he's still at work, and we won't be able to have him yet. However, we do have our go-to guy, which is my producer extraordinaire, Doug Newsom. We're going to have to reschedule David Risalata, who I hope will join us. He wrote some great stuff, and I booked him a week and a half ago. But nevertheless, let's move along. And I would love to find out. When I was talking to off-air Doug, and thanks for giving me somebody to talk to while we regroup here. By the way, we have time to take your call. If you're listening live and you'd like to join us, what are you frustrated about? This is Spouting Off is not just a rant session, but it's also, I'm going to give you a question, which is, okay, if you're enlightened, you're woke to grab the term from the left. You're woke to the danger that this country is in, to tyranny, socialism, and communism, which is marching at a speed unprecedented in this country. We're watching the Constitution being shredded. What do you think is the best way that we can fight against this and stop it before lots more innocent citizens are hurt by this, either economically, physically, or whatever? Anarchy leads to tyranny, and that's kind of the road we're on, and they're trying to get us there as quickly as possible. The number is 888-627-6008. Doug, You told me off the air that all you can do is cry, and that's why you didn't want to come on the air. Before we talk about solutions, why don't we talk about why you're crying? Because if I didn't laugh, I'd cry too.
Well, hi, and yeah, the state of the world right now, at least America, makes me very sad. I see insanity from one end of the spectrum to the other. Just as examples,
when you see, give me a few.
You know, when you see the media, actually distort the truth so in such a way as to promote an agenda, like the shooting of the black lady by the cop she was a knife wielding black lady in order to save another.
She wasn't just a lady; she was a teenager. And yep. They are trying to say she was black, but she was trying to, this teenager was trying to kill, and she was black, another black person, right. Another kid.
Right.
So they don't care about the black person she was trying to kill. They only care about sticking it to the cops.
And yet even more. They then say, well, it's okay to have knife fights. That's all right now. In this particular case, it makes it all right to be violent, not using a gun. And or if it is a person of color, then we should just leave it be and blame the white cop. And then we see people like LeBron James, actually that disgusting man who, you know, you could have lauded in the past. But now if you promote anything he does or even go to a basketball game he plays at, then you're promoting this ignorance. I mean, it isn't. It's truly ignorance. More than that, it's vile.
Let me bring people up to speed because, you know, I wasn't up to speed when I was doing those 2 hours just a little bit ago, and I was finishing up because I was at the conference. So LeBron James erased a tweet, which, of course, lives forever, in which he publicly threatened the cop that he's next, who shot a girl who was wielding a knife trying to kill another black girl. But of course, we're not supposed to know all those little facts because, and then he took the tweet off. Let's see, was he inciting violence? Which was worse, what he did on a tweet or what Donald Trump did when he said, we are going to march peacefully and patriotically to Congress to register our disapproval?
Right. It's kind of like Mad Max, Maxine Waters, who also incited violence.
Yes.
And you're seeing that on the left. They're getting away with it. They're demonizing the right. And it's so obvious. It's so blatant. This is the funny thing. It's so blatantly obvious.
Yes.
You wonder why people don't wake up in droves. Now, in my opinion, they are waking up in droves. But the people behind the levers, the power, they're being bribed, they're being manipulated, they're a part of the game. So they're pushing this narrative no matter what. I almost feel like they know they're going to be compensated for their losses if they push this narrative. So
but not always.
Right.
Well, now they will be.
And now they do. And this is a real problem. I don't know where this is going to lead America, but it scares me. There are times I go to bed thinking, what do I do if I get into a situation like that? What am I going to do? Will I feel protected? Will there be any protection? Should I protect myself?
Well, let me ask you this, Doug. When someone, anyone, any politician, any bureaucrat, or just a thug, sort of the same thing these days, but if some person wants to take away your God-given rights to defend yourself, would you be suspicious of their motive?
Oh, every single time.
Yeah. So that's what I've been talking about for the longest time. For well over 200 years, this country has had a proud Bill of Rights. It's right outside my studio. There's the Ten Commandments on one side of the door, and there's the Bill of Rights on the other side of the door, both 10 of them. And one of them, the Second Amendment, says that you have a God-given right to protect you and to protect yourself and your family from violence directed at you, and the government doesn't have a right to take your right to that away. Now, for decades and more decades, politicians have tried to take that right away, but for the most part, there weren't people who found it threatening for law-abiding citizens to have the right to defend themselves, right? It wasn't threatening. Mm-hmm. Now, suddenly, they've created propaganda that whenever somebody dies in a gun violence, they call it gun violence. When somebody dies, it's our fault. It's your fault. It's gun owners' fault who are law-abiding citizens and who followed the law. It's everyone who owns a gun's fault, and it's that excuse they're using to take them away. So what do you suppose the motive is to disarm the public law-abiding citizens? What could it possibly be?
Well, that's simple. To make you dependent, number one, on the solution outside of yourself.
Well, wait a minute, because who do they want? Who did they used to tell us we should depend on? The cops, right? But now they want to take away the cops, too.
Even that.
So they want us to be defenseless,
right?
Don't they?
Right.
Yeah. Why? Why do they want us to be defenseless?
Because they're probably going to impose a lot of things on the people we're not going to want. And it, you know, in the past, we've come together and we've riled against this. And in the future, I don't know if we're going to have the tools to do so.
Right. You got it. Thank you for letting me use you as a as a guinea pig. No, I'm not done with you. Because, see, we had a guest. We were supposed to have a guest. And we also have time for callers. But if we don't have callers, it's our job, yours and mine, to give them content, and content.
I'm going to throw something a little farther out there.
Throw it at me or throw it at our listeners.
And that's the idea of capitalism, socialism, communism. And... But today we see a sort of capitalism that's being perverted. It's being perverted because it's being bribed, right?
Right. And that's not capitalism.
That's
coercion.
Right. It's really not capitalism.
It's not free markets. That's not capitalism.
Right.
Suddenly these socialists are making nicey-nicey with all the big corporations. That ain't capitalism, is it?
Right. Well, they're already at the top of the mountain. They don't want anybody else to come up. It's barriers of entry. That's the one thing you learn when you build a company is, how do I create barriers of entry for other companies that want to climb the same ladder?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what? This is a funny analogy, but it's really true, Doug. And that is, I see that in talk radio with people. There are some talk hosts who understand the more the merrier, and they welcome competition, right? People who say, I'm going to help my fellow talk show hosts, and if I see an opportunity, I'm going to pass it along to somebody else. I know that I do that, and somebody else who I am very fond of and who's right here on this station, Chuck and Julie, They'll have a show, another free plug. They'll have a show at 3 p.m. Mountain, 2 p.m. Pacific today. They do a show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And they have been helpful to me. I've tried my best to be helpful to them because they aren't threatened by competition. If you go down to 47th Street, the Diamond District in Manhattan, if they're even operable, you'll see that they welcome competition because everybody comes from everywhere to go down to the Diamond District, and it helps everyone to create demand, right? But then there are people who want to close the barn door behind them. Right. You've given me the 2-minute mark, but we've got time, and we're going to have to take a commercial break. But what about that? Have you seen, since you're a producer and also an owner of BBS Radio, that some talk show hosts want to help others and some don't?
That's so true. That's the difference between open source and let's close it, meaning I own the patent, I own the rights, I'm not going to help anybody.
Right.
I see that even in talk shows.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
And it's a shame because for me, I love open source. I love the idea that there's somebody else out there that can make this pie just a little bit better. And it helps everybody, benefits everybody. In the long run, it actually helps the person who started the pie.
It always does. My friend, Rabbi, forget his first name, Yaakov David Smith. I love it, Rabbi Smith. That's like, I don't know what that is. That's like Pastor Goldberg. It just doesn't fit, Rabbi Smith. But anyway, he says it's the myth of scarcity. You know, socialists are always pushing the myth of scarcity, and that makes everybody jealous and paranoid and hold on. We're going to hold that thought.
And stampede into Walmart.
And like Black Friday, which now is a racist term, right? We're going to take a break. I'm being facetious because my producer, who's now wearing a second hat as my second banana here, is telling me I got to take a break. So, Karen Cataline, you're listening to BBS Radio and K-Star Radio Network here, spouting off on Fridays. I'm Karen Cataline. We'll be right back.
Do you have a secret that's been bothering you? Have you been wondering if what you're thinking or feeling is normal? Is there someone with whom you've needed to clear the air, but you haven't been able to find the right words? Sometimes you need an objective, second opinion to help you see your problem more clearly. Ask Aunt Emma, and she'll help you move past what's getting in your way. She's a former therapist who is wise and caring, but instead of therapy, she'll give you terrific advice. It's free to ask Aunt Emma and explain your need, problem, or question. If you both agree, you pay only $1.39 a minute. It's anonymous, it's confidential, and you'll be surprised at how effective it is. You can ask Aunt Emma by going to facebook.com/askAuntEmma. There, you'll find her phone number and extension number. That's facebook.com/askAuntEmma. Ask Aunt Emma today.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back to Spouting Off. Wow, it does go fast here on Talk Radio when you're having fun. I'm having fun talking to my producer, Doug Newsom, who's also the owner of BBS Radio, along with his twin brother, Don, Doug and Don. And they offer just the most fun as far as if you want to get started. This is how I got started, but now we're syndicated in a variety of different markets. Plus, I do a lot of other talk radio. But what is so much more important than the talk radio itself is the message that we are trying so desperately to put forth. You probably wouldn't be listening to Spouting Off if you didn't have at least some simpatico. The question is, we've got to... Just as we were talking about how there's a bigger pie, the more you help others with a principled purpose in mind, not just helping others so you can get yours, but helping others in your chosen profession. When people, there's a universal value to this. It's not because I'm doing the right thing. It's because, well, it is good to do the right thing, but also because, and I mean universal I'm, it's good to do the right thing because it works. It works to help others in your chosen profession because then you can pool resources. And that's the kind of thing we have to do voluntarily to save our country. Now, before the break, we were talking with Doug about this illusion that socialists and communists put forth that there is scarcity. That's because they keep taking away more and more. They take away the fruits of your labor, and they waste it and pay their friends off. We're seeing the pattern. The pattern is more obvious than ever. So helping one another is what we're here to do. Try to help and put forth some more ammo to be able to talk to your friends and family that we are in a crisis. I put out a Facebook thing not long ago that said, and I have to paraphrase because it's not in front of me. I said, one of the sad things, and you have to do it with very few words, that how successful it is to attack a country so well that a whole bunch of people don't know the country is under attack. That's ingenious in a sick sort of way. The country does not know, many of the people. The people who do know, I think, are feeling helpless because they feel like, well, I'm only one person, what can I do? So the country is under attack. When you encounter in your friends and family people who you want to wake up, what are some of the most successful things you've been able to tell people that have turned them around and said, you know, you're absolutely right. We got to do something. And there's twofold. We have to not only enlighten people, but offer them a structure within which to get active and involved to turn it around. And that's a tall order right now, but we have to do it.
It is a tall order. One of the things that I know that people do is they try to train people or teach people how to get involved at a local level. I think you got to... If the pie is so large and so vast, like the universe, sometimes the best thing we can do is focus on the things around us, the people around us, the things we can do in a localized level. And I think one of the major victories for the left has been that they've literally had a ground game at the local level. Who counts the votes? Well, it's not, let's say, the mayor, right? It's maybe somebody put in charge for figuring out where the people who are registering to vote are. Well, who is that person? Do you know? That might be a very powerful position. Other positions, maybe the district attorney, that is a powerful position. So if we start looking at these positions at the localized level that have that sort of power, maybe those are the areas that we should take back our power, at least on an individual level. Now, there are people that think much, much larger, but I always like to take it back to the simple, changing what you can that's inside of you. Right. And that empowers people.
Give us an example. Like, what can we change? I mean, eventually they're going to come on our doorstep and tell you, you have to have a mask in order to work. You have to have a mask in order to fly.
Get out of the blue states. Move.
Business.
That's one thing.
Well, and that is what I wrote in my piece about the Berlin Wall.
Right.
People are flocking to the so-called red states.
Sure.
They're not red. They're blue.
Sure.
Or they're green. I don't know what they are. Green light meaning... go, red light meaning stop. People are flocking there because they want more liberty,
right,
and they want their liberties to be protected.
Right.
But you got to have a line in the sand somewhere.
Right.
Don't you?
You do. I wish I knew where those lines in the sands are. When you have true power and it stands over and it puts its boot on your neck and says do something, you know, you generally comply. I would suggest moving. That would be a good idea. That shows support, brings you around those people of like-mindedness. And I don't, you know, you can't change the world by always going into your own corner with the same people that think the way you do, granted. But right. I think in this, today's age, we need to start, the boundaries are being laid. I mean, you're dealing with crazy out there. Crazy.
It is crazy. Now, let me in our last few minutes, because my producer, you, is going to tell me that I only have, I don't know, 3-4 minutes left, right? How many minutes do I have? He's going to tell me.
3 minutes.
and here's the thing. As many of my listeners know, we moved from Colorado to Texas. And we told people, even though Liberty was one of the reasons we moved, to move our operation here, well, my operation, our home base here, we have no illusions that the encroachment of the federal government, which is now being controlled by the left, that it, you know, all's going to be well. We have a fight on our hands because conservatives are not the ones that want to force everyone to do it their way. It is the Democrats who want to force everyone to do it their way. Times have changed. That's the thing we really must remind people. But I got off the tangent. So what do you do about that? So you move, but you still got executive orders on guns coming out of Washington, D.C. They want to make a 51st state to make a permanent Democrat majority. Give us the short answer, and then I'll wrap up the show and
right,
we'll
isn't that the truth? Another solution is just start boycotting those companies that really lean left and they mouth off.
Touche.
And, right. We got to stop. Why are we drinking Coca-Cola? Okay.
Why are we
going to LeBron James's games? Why is anybody going to see a movie and paying for a ticket? Yeah. I mean, that's just got to stop.
And it is true. Our world is getting smaller, but there are things coming online that are going to fill the void, and I believe that. I think there is
support
Mike
the alternatives
Lindell,
to Twitter, Facebook. Yeah, support them.
Mike Lindell was at the conference, and Donald Trump is coming up with, we hope, a social media platform. And once he takes all those listeners with them, oh my, are you going to see a change. Doug, thank you for stepping in on a moment's notice to make the conversation much more vibrant and alive. I so appreciate
working with you. We love you, Karen. Thank you.
I love you, too. And that about does it for us here on Spouting Off. We thank K-Star Radio Network, all the people that make this show possible, including Doug and Don Newsom, and all the people at WSMN, who you can hear Main Street is a different network I work with. But, you know, hey, wherever I am, it's Spouting Off. Thanks to HW, the guy with an IQ greater than that of a small soap dish. And tune in next week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, when there will be, oh, so much more to spout off about here and everywhere on Spouting Off.